Welcome, you're listening to Season 2 of But Seriously, What is Engineering? A podcast series from the University of Queensland where we explore all corners of engineering.
We'll be covering a range of specialisations and exciting engineering careers through our special guests, with an aim to open your eyes to just one more part of the wide world of engineering by the time this episode is finished.
Spoiler alert, it's not just about bridges and buildings.
This episode is hosted by four of the University of Queensland's Women in Engineering student leaders, a special edition episode where we will all answer your burning questions about the life of an engineering student.
So before we dive into your questions, we'll quickly go around the room and introduce ourselves. My name's Laura. I'm in my second year of a Bachelor of Engineering with an Integrated Masters of Engineering, and I'm specialising in mechatronics.
And my name is Kathleen, and I'm in my fourth year of a Bachelor of Engineering integrated with a Masters of Engineering specialising in Chemical Engineering.
And my name is Evie, and I am in my fourth and final year of a Chemical and Environmental Engineering degree.
Hi, my name is Sophie. I'm in my fourth year studying a Bachelor of Engineering with the Integrated Masters of Engineering specialising in software.
Let's get on to the questions. The first question is, what or who inspired you to choose engineering? Sophie, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think for me, it was the information technology subject that I studied in high school. So from year 8 until year 12. I also took subjects like maths and physics, which are pretty typical for an engineer. But I think what excited me the most about my IT subject was that I could actually build things. I think it was the first time that I'd actually been able to have a proper finished product and something that felt really like real world applications and everything. I could be sitting at my desk in class and just make a video game, for example. The subject wasn't very theoretical, it was super hands-on, and so I found myself being exposed to engineering for the first time, which was really exciting, and I think from there that was my main pathway, and that was pretty easy for me to choose to do engineering.
How about you, Laura?
I was pretty maths and science heavy in high school as well. I was pretty interested in engineering because I had a lot of friends who were also interested in engineering. So we would go to the engineering days at UQ and meet with the women in engineering student leaders. So a bit of a full circle moment now. But I was always really interested by, as well, like the practical hands-on aspects of engineering. But I think it was mostly my year 11 and 12 physics teacher who really inspired me to pursue STEM. He was just so passionate when he was teaching and so excited about science and the like capabilities that science has to really like change the world and make an impact in the society around you. So I think it was really his encouragement, his excitement about science that pushed me over the edge and made me choose engineering at the end.
Very good. How about you, Kathleen?
Yeah, so I had absolutely no idea what I was going to study in high school, and it wasn't until QTAC preferences came out and the deadline was approaching that I really kind of knuckled down and decided what I was going to put as my first preference. And a week before QTAC preferences closed, we had a careers expo at school, and a civil engineer came to school and spoke about his journey through university and then into industry. What really appealed to me was that he was using science and mathematics every single day in his job. He was getting to travel a lot around Australia as well, and he'd worked in so many different industries and he wasn't locked into the same thing, and I really liked that exposure of many different aspects of a job and that I wasn't tied down to the same thing. So I chose engineering from there, and I took a flexible first year and completed all of the first year engineering subjects for the different specialisation, which really gave me the opportunity to see what I really enjoyed and what I wanted to specialise in. So from there, I thoroughly enjoyed the chemical engineering first year course. The course coordinator had so much passion and energy about his degree that I think that just spoke to me, and I felt like this is where I wanted to be in the future, and I'm so happy that I chose it.
I was one of those people that changed my QTAC preferences a billion times, really tossing up between physiotherapy, medicine, biomedical science and engineering. Everyone in my family knew I was going to be an engineer from a really young age. I was on the Legos at about 4 years old and wow. Just couldn't leave them alone. And yeah, absolutely no regrets. It's the best decision I've probably ever made.
I forgot to mention, actually, both my parents are civil engineers, but that didn't really have any kind of impact on me. It definitely exposed me to the possibility of doing engineering, but I definitely came into the degree from a different angle to what they did. The previous question, Kathleen already touched on what our next question will be, which is, how did you come to the decision on the discipline that you're studying? Laura, would you like to kick us off with this one?
Yeah, sure thing. So I came into engineering really interested in energy and the power industry, and I really wanted to work in the renewable space, but I wasn't entirely sure what pathway would really get me there. Electrical engineering seemed like a pretty good option, seemed pretty obvious for the industry I was interested in, but I wasn't sure if a straight electrical engineering degree would really be for me. And I'm someone who is quite indecisive, and I really like to have like a lot of information about things before I make decisions. So when I heard about the mechatronics specialization, which kind of incorporates the best of mechanical engineering and electrical engineering and software engineering, it just seemed like the perfect option for me because I could really just get a wide range of skills and it wouldn't lock me in to just like only doing one set of subjects. So I've just started that this year and I'm really enjoying it and super glad that I chose it because it's definitely perfect for me. Evie, how about you?
Yes, I really made the most of UQ's flexible first year. I really tried a lot of different electives and just sort of ended up loving chemical engineering. Really enjoyed thermodynamics, which probably sounds a little bit odd listening to, but if you guys try it, you'll understand. And then, yeah, at the end of my sort of first year, I realised that I could pick up a major in environmental engineering. I think from a really young age, our generation was sort of exposed to the impacts of climate change. And I think I just sort of had a realisation that I could actually use my career to make a difference. And the second I realised that, that was the decision for me.
I can really relate to that, like being exposed to the climate change and really wanting to, yeah, use my career to actually make an impact. That is something that's so fulfilling about engineering in general.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you really, really can make an impact. You know, you have all the tools that you need.
Cool.
How about you, Sophie?
Yeah, my entry into the discipline I'm studying, which is software, was a little bit not conventional for most first year engineering students at UQ. I had pretty much decided on my discipline before starting uni, so I was already set on something in the IT, computer science, or software engineering space. So for me, the decision was which degree, basically. And then I decided on software engineering because, similar to Laura, I liked that I didn't have to lock in a decision necessarily. Just in case I didn't love it, I could try a few different things. But in the end, I did love technology and I couldn't think of any other specialisation which I'd prefer more.
Do you want to just touch on the differences between computer science and software engineering?
Computer science, IT and software engineering are all very similar degrees. Software engineering is a slightly longer degree and you have an honours at the end of it. Computer science is a 3-year degree and IT, all of them are very similar, overlapping. There are just slight differences in, you know, the focus on design work as opposed to more theoretical computing work. Essentially, software engineering is in the middle of IT and computer science and so covers a lot of the theoretical stuff as well as a lot of the group project work and design work, which I really liked. It had a bit of everything, so that's also why I chose it.
So the next question is, what has been your favourite assignment, internship, project or extracurricular activity that you've worked on throughout your studies? Kathleen, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, there's so many to choose from, and I could talk all day about this. And to say that I really enjoyed the past 4 years of my degree would be an absolute understatement. Probably for me, the highlight has been completing vacation work and working in industry and applying the theoretical skills that we've learned at university in a practical context. I have been really fortunate to have the opportunity to work at a wastewater treatment plant for 3 months over the 2020 summer. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. I got to go out to Australia Zoo, I got to drive past the animals every day and then arrive at the wastewater treatment plant and to see this treatment plant, which we kind of just forget about back home, you know, when you flush the toilet, when you wash your clothes, when you wash the dishes, you just kind of forget where that water goes. And I think it comes full circle back to this sustainability thing that we're always talking about and how can we be more sustainable. So that really opened my eyes to the world of the water industry and how precious the water is as a resource. But I think for me, the most exciting thing that I've had the opportunity to do was a vacation project in the mine and refinery support team where I got to head to Weipa for a week. Weipa was such a different place to anywhere I'd ever been before. everything was just red dirt, but I met the most incredible people. I got to use so many practical skills and be hands-on every single day. That for me just really tied in the impact that I want to make on the world and how society can benefit from all of these different resources and minerals that we need to function in everyday life. Like your phone has so many different minerals in it, and we just pick it up off the table every morning and don't even think where these minerals came from. So that's definitely been my highlight for me. How about you, Evie?
So last summer I did my internship with Rio Tinto at their alumina refinery in Gladstone, and that was just such an eye-opening experience. Got to put the boots and the hi-vis on and get out on site, see everything, see how everything operates. And it was just a really good experience to sort of apply the knowledge that I've learned at university. And yeah, I got to actually get involved in one of their decarbonisation projects and talk to a lot of the engineers on site about what they were doing to help decarbonise the plant. And that's really what I want to do with my future career. So that was a really awesome experience. Yeah, how about you, Sophie?
I think for me, my uni degree, as it's gone on, has become definitely more and more enjoyable. I think in my first and second years, my subjects were very interesting, but didn't necessarily feel extremely relevant. And it wasn't until I've reached third year and then now fourth year that I've found everything starting to connect together, and I've started working on, I've had the capabilities to now work on real world projects having the skills that I've picked up from the past few years. So I worked on a group project last semester for a subject where we had to develop a high fidelity prototype to combat a social or mobile issue, and we had to code this solution. And I worked on an all-female team, which is very surprising in software engineering, and it was such an awesome experience because it felt very applicable and relevant, and I left classes for that subject every week feeling really inspired and really passionate about the work we were doing and the relevance of it, and how I could then move on in my life and build on what I'd learnt here. And it just made me super excited about the possibilities of my degree in software engineering, because there are thousands and thousands of different streams you can go down, and there's limitless things that you can build with coding, with technology. So that got me really, really excited. Just to add on to this question as well, I did complete, or have been working at a startup in Brisbane for almost 2 years now, which has been such an awesome experience. When I first started there, I was very inexperienced. I was halfway through my second year, but as I've moved on and on in the company and changed teams and picked up different projects, it's been super exciting to see myself grow and look back on where I started and realize how much I've actually learned. And I do continue to learn every day, and it's been awesome to see how my university degree really plays into real life and how it's relevant. And that's been, for me, super exciting. And so it's made me even more excited to, you know, go into the world after my degree and feel like I'm well equipped. So Laura, what's been your favourite assignment, internship, project or extracurricular activity?
I am only in my second year, so I haven't had as much experience yet. Probably my favourite piece of assessment that I've ever done, like throughout school and uni, was my Eng 1100 project, which is a pretty famous, or infamous, I guess, subject at UQ, which involves you working in a group of people to produce, like ours was to produce a prototype for an unmanned firefighting vehicle, or like autonomous firefighting vehicle, I should say. We actually had to, it was very daunting when I started because I had not completed a single subject at UQ. I didn't know anything about engineering, and they essentially just told us, oh, you're going to be making a robot that can put out fires, like real heated up pieces of metal, based on absolutely no background information and very little
instruction.
Yeah, with like no instruction or guidelines. It was essentially just like, use any material you like and do it however you want, and this is what you're going to have to do. And I'd never had a piece of assessment like that at all. It was completely new to me, and I just thought, like, this is impossible. Like, this is not going to come together. It can't happen. But I really, really liked working in my team. It was definitely the biggest team project I'd ever done. And meeting, really good way to meet new people and make really good relationships with people. And also, like, putting a lot of time into one project. And then magically, at the end of the semester, we built a prototype that actually worked, and that to me was completely insane, going from people who knew nothing about engineering to building this autonomous prototype that could actually like drive on a runway. It was very impressive, like drive on a runway, and they had like little bits of metal all around, and you had to like squirt water on it to extinguish them or like reduce the temperature. It amazed me just like what we could achieve when you just work well as a team. Something that's really special about engineering as a degree, and particularly at UQ, you do so much collaboration with other people, and that's something that I find so appealing and enjoyable. It has just completely made my degree. I mean, there's been tough times in group projects because there's always going to be situations where someone's not pulling their weight or you have a bit of conflict, but it's you always like end up resolving it in the end, and it kind of just enhances the whole experience because you just gain so many skills.
A lot of people that you get to meet, and everyone sort of has their own interests and strengths, and if you can really all work together, I think that's the way to go about
it. I think the technical knowledge that you gain from an engineering degree is just half of it.
Mm.
I think that the experiences you get working in a team and the soft skills that you learn on how to team manage, how to communicate and all of that are so critical to a graduate engineer. So that's what all those group projects are helping you with.
All right, so moving on to the next question. What is everyone's favourite thing about university life? Do you want to start, Sophie?
Yeah, sure. My answer is pretty simple for this. My favourite thing about university life is definitely the flexibility of it. Like, you can complete your degree at whatever pace you would like to. You can be involved in university life to whatever extent you'd like to be, in clubs and societies or by tutoring subjects, or you can do it externally if you'd prefer to. You can very easily change your degree up if you don't think that it's the right fit for you. You know, you can add minors or majors on, you can chop things up, you can, like a few of us here, add on a integrated master's. It's super flexible. I just love that about it. What about you, Laura?
Particularly in engineering, there's like an amazing community that you get to be a part of, which has been the absolute highlight for me. I really just threw myself into as many things as I could, as early as I could, including societies. It's been an amazing part of this year to be able to be an executive on one of the social societies in engineering. And I think the social society part of the community is so unique to the UQ community as well. It's like a very thriving, exciting community to be a part of, and I've just met so many people, and especially interacting with a lot of older students has been a super big highlight of my experience so far. And I would just say to anyone who is considering engineering or starting engineering, just throw yourself into it, because you will have the most amazing experience ever. You'll meet the coolest people, and like very like-minded people as well, and just have the absolute best time. So that's definitely a piece of advice I would give. What about you, Kathleen?
I think the extracurricular activities that you have the opportunity to participate in, and then the community that they create, has definitely been my favourite thing about university life. And I think specifically the Women in Engineering program and all of the student leaders. I've been a part of the program. This is my third year being a student leader, and the amount of like-minded women that I have met through this program continues to inspire me every single day. Some of my best friends I've met through this program. Now I've gone away with them on little girls' trips weekends. They're people that I can message if I need help with any sort of university project as well. So I think this program specifically has been something that I'll take away from my degree that I'm so grateful for. And one other little thing that I'd mention is UQ tutoring and having the opportunity to tutor students in the years below you. I actually tutored a course which Laura took in her first year, and she was part of the student cohort in that course. So having that opportunity to teach students in the years below you not only is beneficial for yourself, but you're inspiring the next generation of students, and it's such a heartwarming thing to do. You see the students grow from not knowing anything about the course to being so competent in their final exam. I really enjoy that, and working with the students, and then some of them end up being your friends as well, so that's really heartwarming for me. How about you, Evie? What's your favourite thing about university life?
Yeah, definitely, you know, what you said about tutoring. I think that we're also lucky that if you are a student at UQ, you know, you have the opportunity to apply to be a tutor. I think that it's something that puts you a little bit out of your comfort zone and challenges you, but I think it's a fantastic experience. My favourite thing about university life would just be, you know, the friends that I've made throughout the journey. Reflecting back on my first year, you know, walking into a lecture theatre or a classroom and just not knowing where to sit because I didn't know anyone. And that's just the complete opposite now. You know, I walk into a room and it's like, oh, who am I going to sit with today? There's just, you know, I want to have a chat to everyone. I think that the community in engineering is just so close-knit and you make friends who you know you're going to stay connected with for life, really.
For our final question, we're going to ask the girls what their dream engineering job is. So, Kathleen, would you like to start us off with that one?
You know, I've been asked this question every year that I've been in engineering, and my answer has changed every time. However, this time, I think coming towards the end of my degree, this is my final answer and what my dream engineering job is. But for me, I've really enjoyed working in the mining sector, and my dream engineering job is to be on site where hopefully one day I can be a superintendent or managing a team where I can provide valued technical support in a collaborative team environment, and everyone feels supported by someone as their leader, and travel the world as well. Having that opportunity to travel to mine sites around the world is something that I would love to pursue in the not too far future. How about you, Evie?
The answer to that question changing, that definitely resonates with me. Sort of long-term engineering goals is just to really work in that decarbonisation space. There's a lot going on and there's a lot of work to be done. And I just think it would be an incredible opportunity to actually be on the forefront of making that change in industry. And I think that one thing that I've learned about engineering is that you can really, really love your job. So I think that as long as I go to work every day, come home happy, for me, I think that's something really, really important. You know, I think perhaps long term I could see myself as a manager. I love people. I love leading people. How about you, Laura?
It would be hard for me to really articulate my dream engineering job at this stage because I don't have a lot of exposure to the kind of jobs that are in engineering yet, but definitely I'm also really keen to work in the renewable space. Like Evie, I really do want to be part of making the change in the community and being at the forefront of that innovation. I think I see myself being probably more of a people manager or communicator. I love the technical part of engineering, but I think my skills are probably more in my communication, but I still want to work within an engineering environment. At this stage, that's probably what my dream job would entail, but yeah, still working out the finer details.
I think touching on what you said as well, you know, talking about communicating in engineering, you can be the sharpest technical person, but if you develop something and you're not able to communicate and teach other people what you've developed, there's absolutely no use to it. You know, I think a really big thing about engineering is being able to create something and then figure out how you're going to teach the people around you to use it. So I think that's, yeah, definitely a really important thing to highlight. All right, how about you, Sophie?
Well, I find myself in the exact same situation as Kathleen, where my answer to this question constantly changes. And I think if you'd asked me at the start of my degree or when I was in high school what I wanted to do or what my dream career was, I would have told you Google or Facebook, which is a super generic answer. But the more and more that I study and work in the industry, I've been exposed to different types of companies. For example, I'd never even considered working in a startup, and then I did and I loved it. So that was amazing. To be honest, I wish I knew exactly what my dream job was. All I know is that I want to work somewhere where I feel like I'm respected, where I feel like I'm able to ask questions without feeling silly or stupid, and somewhere where I can learn every day and where I can come home from work feeling accomplished and fulfilled. And side note, hopefully somewhere in Europe in the not too distant future.
And I think as well, you know, all of us sort of mentioning that we're not entirely sure just goes to show just how many opportunities and different jobs there are out there. I think every day I learn about a different thing that a chemical engineer can do. It's just honestly ridiculous how many possibilities, and who knows where we're all going to end up, but I can guarantee that we're all going to have really, really awesome careers.
Yeah, super exactly. Exciting. And I think also particularly in mechatronics and software, there are heaps of jobs that probably have not even been invented yet, which is something that people say all the time, but it does make it super exciting because I guess, yeah, you might not even know where you're going to end up when you graduate, and it's probably more like an ever-changing industry that once you get into it, you'll probably do so many different things in your career, which is also super exciting.
Yeah, that's so true. And I find myself, you know, every new subject I take, I think, oh, wow, this is super interesting. Maybe this could be my career. Like, I just started a machine learning subject this semester, and I'm thinking, oh, what a super interesting and really complex topic that has so many real-world applications that I could end up working in. But for now, I guess it's just a matter of time until I figure that out.
All right, so even though Sophie has technically already asked the last question, I just want to ask one more. Have you guys faced any sort of challenges throughout your engineering degrees? How about you, Kathleen?
For me, moving away from home was definitely my biggest challenge, but also the greatest thing that I've ever done. I moved from Townsville down to Brisbane when I was 17 years old, and moving out of home at such a young age had a lot of hurdles. Finding the time to do the washing, to do the cooking, to vacuum my room, it really developed my time management skills, but I've grown so much as a person, and I'm so glad that I took that leap and stepped out of my comfort zone, because it's made me who the person I am today. So Laura, any challenges you faced?
Yeah, I think one that I'm facing pretty recently, especially just starting my specialization, is kind of self-doubt and thinking, you know, can I actually do this? As in, like, when you're taking a subject and the content's really hard, and everyone around you, particularly a lot of guys, are really confident in the things they say, it seems like you're falling behind, or like you're not understanding things that other people are understanding. But I think also that's quite a like female response to think, oh, like, I don't understand this straight away, I must not be cut out for this. But then I've just had to reflect and think, like, I've been performing well, like I've been doing well and achieving awesome things. So just like reminding myself that I can do this, and this is what I am passionate about. And just because I don't understand something straight away doesn't mean that I'm not going to understand it later. Because engineering is a difficult degree, like that's pretty well known, but it's been so rewarding to kind of overcome that kind of imposter syndrome of not thinking I am capable of doing this, and, you know, showing myself that I really can achieve well when I just put my mind to it. How about you, Sophie?
Well, my answer to this question is going to be very similar to yours in terms of imposter syndrome. I think in software, which is a majority male-dominated field, it is often very difficult to feel isolated as a female. That part of my journey in my engineering degree has been gaining that confidence and learning how to respect myself and learning how to trust my own instincts and judgment and put confidence in my own skills. And that's probably the main challenge I've faced, is overcoming internal pressures rather than necessarily external pressures.
You know, everyone listening to this podcast has probably heard a rumor that engineering is a difficult degree, and that definitely is the case. It's a really difficult degree, but honestly, you don't go to university to do an easy degree. It is such a journey, and it's one that's absolutely worth the ride. I think reflecting back on my decision to do engineering, it was one of the best ones that I've ever made. And I think I know that asking my peers that question, all of them would say the exact same thing. And I think, you know, you think, oh, there's no way I can do this. And you always can. You know, everyone is so capable.
Thanks so much for joining us on this special edition of the But Seriously, What is Engineering podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or follow this podcast to stay up to date with our current episodes as they are released for season 2.
Thanks for listening.